Shaping the future requires an experiential and experimental mindset and approach. If the future of work is human, we need to make sure that our work reflects the diverse populations that are in workplaces today and in the future. Using research personas, we can validate what we think we know and identify what we want to know through the actions, reactions, and needs of representative characters. When it feels like nobody knows the answer to hard questions, we can learn from personas that emerge from good research. I'm Lisa Taylor, president of Challenge Factory. In this Workforce Architecture audio exclusive, we'll explore one tool we use to unlock possibilities and potential when we want to consider new rules or understand how existing rules are shaping the future of work. With me is Taryn Blanchard, Challenge Factory's head of research. Taryn, let's start with explaining what a persona is in the context of the research that we do.
Great. Thanks, Lisa. So at Challenge Factory, we do research on future of work topics like workplace culture and leadership, career development, hidden talent pools, and labor markets. A persona is an archetype or a generalized profile that represents behaviors and identity traits which have been observed during research. Personas can be created for users or customers of a product or service, members of a social group as part of community-based research, employees of a workplace when building development programs, and so on. Personas create characters that can be quite specific and diverse, that lead us to ask better questions or imagine a variety of potential futures that might play out. And there are a few different reasons for using personas. First, on the most practical level, they're used to help us better understand whoever they're meant to represent: the customer, research subject, target audience, reader. Second, they're used to take action that's informed by research, data, and evidence. They can help us make business decisions, user design decisions, and content or storytelling decisions in a way that puts the people who are important to our work at the center of our work. And third, personas can help us demonstrate our understanding of a type of person or a group of people to someone else outside of our own research team. Through the process of creating personas and communicating them to a client, sector stakeholder, the members of the community, we build not only good research outcomes and decision-making, but also empathy and connection with the people who we're working with.
When people see themselves reflected in a persona in an authentic way, that has power and emotion, especially when we're working with research data that can feel dry or abstract or complex. It means something to them. It connects us to them. And it connects research to real life and real people.
Yes, and that also means that the value, effectiveness, and actionability of a persona is tied directly to how well they represent those research-based observations, and more generally, how robust our research is. And on top of that, personas also create empathy for others. You don't have to see yourself in a particular character to understand how they might struggle, triumph, or assist others to solve really complex problems.
The flip side of that also gets at what the pitfalls of using personas can be. Creating authentic personas is hard. If the research backing them isn't sound, then right off the bat, they won't do what we want them to do. They won't represent who they're supposed to. They won't lead to informed decisions and actions. They won't build connection and empathy. Beyond that, you also have to be careful not to turn your personas into caricatures over the course of a long or rolling research process. If you forget the research facts that they're based on, certain behaviors or identity traits can come to be exaggerated or minimized, influenced by your own assumptions or biases.
Yes, exactly. Personas are meant to be research-informed archetypes, not stereotypes.
Let's describe a couple of recent examples of how we've used personas at Challenge Factory.
Sure. So in the first project, a nonprofit client wanted to take hundreds of pages of data collected from a membership survey they did and turn it into a compelling report that would foster community engagement and provide a foundation for future-focused strategic planning. We created personas to represent the professional identities, demographics, motivations, attitudes, and experiences of those community members. They became the main characters in a series of connected stories that we then told, and an important narrative device for weaving in the rest of the survey results. In the second project, we were tasked with defining who delivers career services in Canada. On the surface, this might seem pretty straightforward. Most Canadians think career services are only offered in high school guidance departments and on university campuses, but they're not. Managers help employees with career guidance too. So do coaches when they work with athletes. There are a variety of publicly funded career service centers across the country. People even ask financial planners and divorce attorneys about work and career related options. So not so straightforward. And it was clear from the outset that we needed a creative, human-centric tool to help us first define the boundaries of Canada's career development sector, so we could then accurately and feasibly map it.
I remember you and I looking at initial data and our clients' existing marketing personas and working through the complex characters and relationships that form how Canadians get career guidance, from who and under what circumstances. By defining all the types of people who engage in career development across the country, we make a very large undertaking, mapping an entire sector much more manageable.
Yes, the personas we were able to identify told us exactly where our priorities needed to be placed when we went on to conduct data collection and analysis about the number of people in the sector, where they do their work across the country, and what the implications of all this is for the future of career development in Canada.
I love that both of these projects involve large data sets and almost impossible ambitions, and that by focusing on people, we're able to create impact-focused deliverables. What are you proud of when you're thinking about these two projects? Where do you think their success comes from?
Well, in both projects, we involve the client and stakeholders in the persona building process, and that's really where the strength of the personas comes from. The personas wouldn't have the impact they do if Challenge Factory's team created them on our own in a vacuum and presented them to the client as a done deal. A lot of our work is about making people feel seen and understood today so that we can then shape a future of work together where no one is left behind. But of course, you can't do that separate from other people. You can't impose your view of someone else on them and expect positive outcomes to come from that, no matter how rigorous every other aspect of your research methodology is.
We discussed something similar in an article in the first issue of Workforce Architecture, in the context of why we need to integrate a career lens into public policy. Policymakers outside of a community, for example, can never really know the needs of that community as well as its own members do. And individuals in communities that are empowered and supported as they see to their own career, labor market, and employment needs will always lead to better solutions.
Right. And that leads to another key part of our success with personas in these two projects. Prior to the start of them, Challenge Factory was already trusted by both of these clients. So having trust from the community is essential to building future of work solutions that are based on connection, empathy, and collaboration.
Trust and deep understanding are critical to our work. I think people are surprised to learn, for example, that when we first began working with Canada's military veterans and veteran supporting organizations, the first thing we did was a year-long listening campaign. We made sure that we spent time listening and engaging with veterans and their families without any mandate other than to learn their stories and experiences.
It's also important to reiterate that personas need to have a practical use or application beyond their initial creation process. So in the community survey project, for example, the personas became the main characters in a series of stories we then told. They also validated previous market research that the client had already done using this new survey data set And in the sector mapping project, the personas helped us identify where to prioritize the next rounds of research, how to structure the reporting deliverable, and what the sector map means for the real people working in the sector, its impact for Canadians, and the future of the career development field.
This is getting at what Challenge Factory's overall research to practice service model is all about. Personas, like all research, can't have real or sustained impact if all they do after being finished is sit on a shelf. It's why our clients think of us as a lab, where we get to test out ideas, help them solidify ideas, get ready for implementation, and then evaluate impact. Taryn, this has been a real treat for me. You and I work together on these projects all the time, but we don't often get a chance to share how we do what we do or how it makes us feel. In all of this talk about personas, I think the final thing I'd like to say is that as the researchers, Challenge Factory also becomes one of the characters. That is a big responsibility, and so I appreciate your talents and expertise to ensure that we're constantly delivering on our research mandates to help purpose-driven organizations and communities shape the future of work. I'll give you the final word. Taryn, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Thanks, Lisa. This has been great. I think a final remark from me to our listeners: you can learn more about the research projects and other work we mentioned during this conversation by checking out the notes below this audio exclusive, or by going to the spring-summer 2023 issue of Workforce Architecture, which is Challenge Factory's digital magazine and research exchange. And to explore all issues of Workforce Architecture, please visit www.challengefactory.ca/workforcearchitecture.